Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my loyal listeners. Oh, how I miss each and every one of you. Welcome to the LSO Truth Show. Happy Monday evening. So, get your water, your wine, your beer, your snacks, your dinner, whatever it is. It's going to be a great conversation tonight. And you can sit and listen. You know, the family can sit and listen this evening because we're talking about forgiveness. So get ready for an amazing 2 hours. I hope you enjoyed your day. I hope you started your day with a smile. And if you didn't, I will be sure to give you a bigger smile or somewhat of a smile if you didn't get one. And excuse me, and peace after hanging out with me. But I guess you want to know who me is, huh? Me is LSO, the founder and owner of Truths and Things LLC and LSO as exclamation point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master's summa cum laude graduate. Yes, yes, yes. And that's just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. Brooklyn's very own LSO is an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book with so much more to the LSO brand. Let's not forget, she is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. LSO combines fantasy, fiction, and confessions of someone's story. Their creative diversity in writing captures you with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or a combination of both. It's an escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. Introduces you to outside-the-box experiences and total liberty of being your authentic self. Here is where your fantasies become your reality without judgment. Books of recipes that add spice for intimacy, romance, and any of your sexual desires, allowing you to express the sensuality of the words into your life, the freedom. Freeing yourself to enjoy your fantasies or your alter ego, however you want to put it. Learn your body, your likes, your dislikes, bask in how it makes you feel. It's all fiction until you make it real. Oh, excuse me, I had to swallow. Inspiration to dig into self and to be your best organically. You deserve yourself in happiness and success. LSO was told to do big things and hashtag, I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can, and yes, I will. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So, are you ready for this evening's show? Tonight, the topic is forgiveness, .. the trade-off to your peace. A lot of people think that when you forgive someone, it's for the other person, but I beg to differ. I believe forgiveness is for me, for my inner peace, for my sanity, for my everything, because we know half the time the people you are forgiving and what you're forgiving them for are full of bleep, 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 all of those words right there. So note, these are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. It's all transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, you know what we do here on the LSO Truth Show stays right here. It's no judgment. How you feel is how you feel. Just respect how others feel, especially if they don't feel the same way that you feel. We want to back up a little and say happy Veterans Day to all the vets out here. A lot of people get these holidays that we get off, and they tend to take it for granted because we're off for the holiday. But no, veterans are those who served in the military, and they made it back home to the family, to their families. So we thank you. You are the ones who help give us the freedom, that, you know, what little bit of freedom that we actually have, because you're all the ones that stood in so many different places, saw so many things, ate things you don't even know of, but yet y'all made it back home to the families. Whereas Memorial Day, we can't say so much the same. Those are the ones who didn't make it back to the family. So again, happy Veterans Day to all of those who is currently serving and who did their bid, as I call it, and made it home. As I said, tonight's topic is forgiveness, the trade-off to your peace. So y'all know how we do it. I ask the question. I go into the group and see what the group said. I go to the lines. Sometimes I pull people on the line. A lot of times people don't want to talk. They just want to listen in. So to each and every one of you that's on the line right now, I thank you for listening in and tuning in, because y'all could have been doing anything else. But y'all here with LSO, because y'all missing me just as much as I miss y'all. So the forgiveness mean, and what does it mean to you? Well, a gentleman put change behavior, and the young lady put my peace. I agree with both. And of course, you know, you can add more onto that. So I want to say, LSO, what does forgiveness mean to you? Forgiveness is more so like a closure. It's like, okay, it's over, that's it. There's nothing else left to say and or do, you know, because now once you forgive the person, you're now no longer holding on to that anger or that resentment or that hatred that you may have for that particular person. And once you get all of that negative weight off you, it's like a cleansing. You're purging. You're cleaning yourself to be like, listen, this is what I got to do. This is what's working for me. And voila. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to happen overnight, but then again, who knows what you're purging yourself of. And when you forgive, I don't want to say you don't necessarily have to forgive the person per se and tell them that you're forgiving them. All you need to do, in my book, is tell yourself that you are forgiving the person. And then when you forgive the person, let all of that negative energy give that back to the universe, or let somebody else pick that up. So, I mean, it can be good if you have somewhat of a relationship with the person, or you want to have somewhat of a cordial relationship, you can let them know that you forgive them and move on. It's such a peaceful era. Look, yes, era that happened in your life, because there was someone that I needed to forgive, but first, I forgave myself first. I actually called the person. And I said to them, I forgive you. I said, we're not going into what I'm forgiving you for. I'm forgiving you for everything, for the things I know of and for the things I don't know of. I forgive you. And at that point, the person was kind of stunned in what it was I was saying to them. And they actually thanked me for forgiving them, because now they felt I gave them peace as well, and I set them free, when in turn, I gave myself that peace, because at first, I hated the person. And hate is such a strong word, and they always say, don't hate anyone. But sometimes people are deserving of that hate. It's just because of the torment or the issues that you may have gone through with this particular person, and they got you to that degree of where they're just a disgust to you. But holding on to that disgust that I felt for that person, it only made me angry, that I didn't want to hear the name. I could not be around the person. If I was to have seen that person in a certain area or whatever, I'm not even sure what I possibly would have said and or done. So once I got to the crossroads in my life and I forgave the person, it was like, woo, oh, man, I'm living now. You know, what can I do now? And it set me free, gave me a peace of mind, gave me motivation. And I wasn't so stuck on, you know, the frowning face or the, ugh, or everything was just disgust. So, I mean, that's just something to think about as far as forgiving someone for what they did, what they said, anything. And if you want to be more specific in reference to what you're forgiving them for so that they don't repeat that same incident, you can, well, I'm forgiving you for, bam, on this day, on this time. Women, y'all know we have that memory of an elephant that be like, blah, 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 blah. But yet acts as something that we're supposed to remember. We're like, So you can be very specific in what you're forgiving for, because you may be forgiving of one thing, but not everything. So, you know, but just be mindful. That's all I'm saying. Just be mindful of when you're forgiving someone and what you're forgiving them for and why you're forgiving them and the peace that it brings you once it's done and over with. Now, sometimes it don't even bring you peace. It's just like, whatever, and you move on. It all depends on to what degree that you want to enjoy yourself after you say it. And you never know. They may say the same thing to you. I forgive you because remember when you did and this is how it made me feel and this is how you hurt me. And you may not have known that, and someone may have been holding on to that same piece of weight. And you didn't even know because I guess they figured you need to get over your hurt and pain or whatever, because remember the things you did to me and I didn't even speak about those things. But now since you coming at me saying you forgiving me for blah, 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 okay, well, let me let you know what I'm going to forgive you for, or I still haven't forgiven you, so it's going to take some time for me to forgive you. So you got to be prepared for those things too. Just because someone forgive you or you forgive someone doesn't mean that y'all can be okie-dokie and kumbaya, the best of friends or whatever. It could just mean y'all can occupy the same space at the same time in any given moment, and you won't have that ook on your face. You'll still remain yourself. You'll still be fly. You'll still have your swag. You know, you don't have to let your hair down, you know, because your hair is already going to be down and flowing. All those good things. So ultimately is get your peace back and whatever that peace is. And I'm not just talking about peace, P-I, which is a piece of something. Get your total peace, which is P-E. So, and get your peace back and get your mojo back, because, again, forgiveness is for you and not for the other person. So I would always say that the other person get to benefit from me forgiving them for whatever it is. You stepped on my foot. Ouch. It made me feel some kind of way. I don't know if I forgive you yet. But then when I do forgive you, you got to apologize and all that good stuff. And I may hold it against you just so, you know, you can go and get me some water or go to the store for me. But, you know, those are little play plays right there. But on a serious note, to give for your own peace. That's just my personal opinion. Okay, the next question. What is your experience of forgiveness? And nobody answered that question. And for me, I you know, in the midst of answering the question, I actually answered this question as well. But my ultimate is you feel free. You don't feel as weighted down as you did before. And you're able to be opened and accept some things. When I say accept some things, meaning that y'all can occupy the same space at the same time, and it won't be no, if I could just walk over there and whatever, you know. So I've had some good experiences with forgiving someone, and I've had some not so good experiences with forgiving someone. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to let go. And listen, you got to learn to let go. If someone doesn't want to be with you or be around you, or if you hurt someone, let it go. If they say they forgive you and they moving on or they being about their business, I suggest you do the same and be about your business and go about forgiving yourself for hurting someone. How about that one? I said, how about you do that? Forgive yourself because you hurt me. And then come and ask and see if I want to forgive you. And it depends now, because if you come in to me asking for my forgiveness, it depends on what state I'm in, because I may be in that state that I'm not ready to forgive. You have to give me some more time. And like someone said when he was answering the question, change behavior. I totally agree with that, because if you forgive someone and y'all still remain friends and your behavior change or surrounding around what they forgave you for, that means you understood the assignment. You understood the assignment, and now you're like, okay, change behavior can say if someone understood the assignment when they asked for forgiveness or when you gave them forgiveness. Actions speak so much louder than words. That statement couldn't be no more truer than the sky is blue sometimes and then sometimes it's gray. So change behavior will dictate how much someone learned from an experience, and how, when someone brought it to your attention, understood, and you made that change in order to let that person know that you understood the assignment. Simple. But now if you forgive someone for something and they continue on that same behavioral pattern that they was exhibiting before, then don't think that your forgiveness went in vain, because it didn't. Because again, like I said earlier, forgiveness is for you. But that's on you now to know that, where do you go from this point? You forgave the person. You made the person aware of what they did, how they made you feel. You forgave them for it. And now they continue to do the same thing or do something worse, then therefore they didn't get it. They didn't get it. And sometimes you have to know when to remove yourself from a situation. Like I always say, only you can put out forest fires. But yeah, you have to know when enough is enough. And I don't want to say just women, because men do it too, but I'll just say this. People tend to, oh, they're going to change, or, oh, I'll forgive them this time because they're not going to do it again and it's going to be okay, and I can change him and I can change her and I can change that. You can't change no one. What you do is you change, and by default, they will change to accommodate how you have changed to step up to where you are if they want to be with you. And when I say with you, not necessarily in a relationship, in a friendship, in a just being in the same space type of ship, any of that. So people, stop worrying about changing other people and change yourself. And by default, they're either going to step up or they're going to fall off. And you won't have to do anything, and you won't have to say anything, and you won't have to worry about forgiving for nothing, because, you know, sometimes the mouth can get real slick, you know, when people start whatevering. And once the mouth get loose, feelings will get hurt. And I do a whole lot of things and say a lot of things. Y'all leave me and my mouth alone with saying some things, because I don't want to have to come judgment day and, you know, account for that, because I'm not going to forgive you for that, because you made me do it. Period. End of story. Bam. I said it and I meant it. You made me do it. I know some of y'all feel like that too, that people make you do it. So now the question is it really true that someone can make you do something? Or is it you wanted to do it, or you needed to do it, or you needed to get it off your chest? Which one is it? I don't know. It's just a question. Like, a lot of times people say, oh, well, so-and-so and so made me do it. I don't think people can make you do anything. They can coerce to do something, but I don't necessarily think they can make you. And then in the midst of all of that, you probably wanted to do it too. So, you know, with someone backing you, say, yeah, 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 you know, but it's okay. We're human. We're human and we're lifing. I'm lifing every day. I'm lifing every day. Right now I'm kneeing. My knees hurt from winning the dance contest. You know, I didn't do too much, but I did. Today, I kind of feel it. I know I just went somewhere else, but I'm just saying, because life, and I'm also kneeing. So if anybody want to come and rub my knees because they hurt, I'm just saying I'm here. Excuse me. Anyway, the next question is, are there people you have yet to forgive or you will ever forgive, and why? I don't believe none of these little lawlesses, all these questions. I had to think of these questions and put them in a group, and y'all little beep, 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 didn't answer this question. Okay, LSO. Are there people you have yet to forgive or you will never forgive, and why? I don't think so. The one person that I really needed to forgive for me to get my peace back, I forgave. So I think I'm good. But I may have someone, maybe, possibly. But why should I forgive you for being ignorant or for not knowing or for thinking the shit's naive and you're really not? So I don't think I really need to forgive you for that. Because they just have issues that's far-fetched, and they need to deal with that one on their own. And the use of the word never, I changed the narrative of using the word never, because I don't want to have to regurgitate from using the word never. Only time now I really use the word never is when something is inevitable, such as someone who's passed on. It's a never, because you will never see them again in the physical sense. So that's when I use the word never. But as far as saying I'm never going to talk to this person, or I'm never going to get back with this person, or I'm never going to do whatever to this person, I change the narrative in that and say, I don't think I want to, or something along those lines, so that I don't have to regurgitate by saying never, and then years later, the never that I said, I'm right there in that never, or performing that never. So, excuse me, I don't do that no more. So I'll save me and my never. Ooh, excuse me, y'all heard that? I am such a lady, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. Oh, y'all can't see, I was batting my eyes for y'all. I was batting my eyes. But, excuse me, I feel a cough in the chat getting ready to come on. So I need to drink some water. Excuse me. But hold on to this question, because when I come back, I feel it coming, y'all. Come back. I'm coming back to this question. What are the benefits or detriments of forgiving? Something for you to think about. But ladies and gentlemen, don't go nowhere. I will be right back.
That you could hold me in your arms, try forgiving. I didn't mean to do no harm. Something to send, had something to you. Maybe feel so alone. Maybe it's driving me. Remember when we were kissing and the chills I used to get? Now it's just a vision. Oh, why you messing with my head? Really got me tripping. Thought I could do without you. Forgot I was stuck to you like glue. If only you knew what I go through. I hurt you enough. I made one mistake and now you can't let go. But your pain gives me pain. I am not like before. I have real feelings, but you will never know. Sorry, I fucked up your trust. No, I messed up, but I still want your love. Damn, I hate me, now he's some sort of fuss. It's like apologizing, it's never enough. Now you are my everything, and I'm still the same. Though it's hard to believe, I'm just going through some things. And I'll do all that I can to make you understand. I did not change. Things are different, but I'm still
got some bad news. I gotta talk to my God, cause it's people I know. It's black on black and white on black and boys in blue. What I gotta do? What I gotta do?
Oh, We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this floating stream, and baby, I can guarantee you that it will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reed stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes,
because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I just need to ask a question, and I need y'all to text me, raise your hand or something, say you want to come on. Did this man say in this song, and as much as I've listened to this song, I never heard this part before. My old man won't go down. My old man or my own man won't go down. Did y'all hear that? I know y'all heard that. Come on, y'all. Do not play me. Don't make me seem like the one who heard that in the song. As much as I've listened to this song all the years playing it, I never heard that part. And then he said, her eyes just sexed me. Ladies, talk to me. Have you ever sexed somebody with your eyes? Tell the truth now. Tell the truth, same devil. Just raise your hand in the house and just bust out laughing like I'm about to. Now, I don't know how I did it, but it just happened. I guess, you know, when you just look at someone, I guess they saw my thoughts through my eyes or something like that, and they may have thought whatever, but whatever. I know y'all have y'all confessions too, so that's okay. Just laugh with me like how I laugh, y'all laugh too. Okay, the next question. Let me just tell y'all, wait, before I get to the next question, y'all little lawlesses, if I ask a question about sex, everybody want to respond. Y'all probably bumping heads trying to respond first or second, third, fifth, 20th, whatever. But these real serious questions, not everybody is answering the questions. I got some answers, and then whatever. But anyway, I left y'all off with the question, what are benefits or detriments of forgiving? Nobody answered the question. So what does that leave LSO to do? To speak her mind of what she thinks, unless I pull somebody offline. But I'm not going to do y'all like that. I'm not going to do y'all like that because I don't want to come on and then y'all don't say nothing and get real blank. So I'm going to leave y'all alone. Thank y'all for tuning in. Okay. What are the benefits or detriments of forgiving? Some benefits are you free yourself. You let that weight go. You can begin to get rid of some things, forgive. Let me see, what are some other benefits of forgiving? You get a peace of mind. You know what you, it's like coming home into your space, a freshly cleaned house, take a shower, you put your fresh clothes on, you just sit and you go, you inhale and then you exhale. That's the same thing. That's a benefit that you can get from forgiving someone. You get to exhale. And what you're exhaling is all that toxicity, all that negative energy, all that anything unlike you. When you exhale, all of that goes away. Now, some detriments of forgiving, you may think that you're forgiving someone for whatever it is, and they may throw back in your face, oh, well, you did blah, blah, bleep, bleep, boop, boop, bam, boom. And some of these things you may have known that this person has a beef with you about and were forgiving, and in some you may not have known. So it could get kind of ugly if, you know, but you have to be accountable. You have to be accountable for the things that you have done, just the same as you have to hold the person accountable for what they have done to you. So don't think, you know, you're the shining star, which we all are on the low, on a up high rather. But on the flip side, the same way we have our standards and think of ourselves to this degree, other people may have the same standards and think of them as the same. So who's right, who's wrong, who's in between, who's whatever. So you just have to respect how they feel just the same. So there's pros and cons to forgiving, because sometimes you call yourself forgiving the person, you think they're going to change, they're going to do better, it's going to be okay, kumbaya, and then they slap you in your face with something worse. And you're like, damn, really? We just got over this hurdle, and now you bring a mountain? Listen, so again, back to what the person had said earlier in the comments, a change. You got to change. You have to change. So be mindful of the changes that people present to you when you forgive them or when you call them out on something, and make sure that they acknowledge exactly what it is, because they may have done a plethora of things. And you say, I forgive you. And they were like, oh, well, she forgave me for everything. And you may not have forgiven for everything. You may have forgiven for one or two things, but 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you ain't forgive those yet. You still harboring on that. So just be mindful of the pros and the cons of when you are the forgiver and when you are the forgivee. Now, next question. How are those benefits of forgiveness relative in your life? Again, nobody answered the question. I bet you if I was said something about sex, hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I was getting ready to say something, but I had to go bleep, bleep, bleep. That's going to be my new thing. Bleep, bleep, bleep. How are those benefits of forgiveness reflective in your life? It's reflective in your life because it's your attitude. Your attitude is going to change to a lot of things after you've forgiven because you open yourself up and you freed yourself of some things. So now you're open to accept better things or bigger things or things other than what made you not happy. And for them, you know, reflective in their life, the same thing. Because they may feel like they're free, oh, okay, we're in a good space, or, you know, I'm truly sorry. And you may, in their life, they may actually change and change for the better. And just because they change for the better don't mean they're changing for the better to come back to you. They could just change for the better to be back in society, make you a better person in society. You know, these are things that you should not do. These are things that you can't do. These are things that in living, you need to let go of those particular things because, you know, ain't nobody got time for all of that nonsense when, you know, people are doing all these crazy things. And we are now, and I'm going to say we, because a lot of us are of a certain age now, with things that we tolerated when we were younger. Maybe it really wasn't okay, but we accepted it. But now when you become of a certain age, there's no need to accept anything unlike you. And if you feel that you're boxed in a corner, that you're always forgiving someone for doing something, whether these are things that you discussed before, things you didn't discuss, and you find yourself always forgiving them, maybe, just maybe, you need to reconsider the place that that person holds in your life. And the reason why I say that, because if I got to constantly forgive you because you didn't do something or you did something. For instance, if I got to constantly tell you to take out the damn garbage, I find that to be a problem when especially your garbage is in the garbage too. You don't think at some point it's going to need to be dumped? So, and you're like, oh, I forgot. No, you could not forget. You could not have forgotten because when you went to put some more stuff in the garbage, didn't you see that couldn't fit nothing else? Times do I have to keep telling you, take out the garbage or can you please hang this picture up? How many times are you going to forget? And, okay, I forgive you because, you know, you had a lot on your mind. No, we all have a lot on our mind. We all do. So stop giving people passes when a pass is really not necessary. Well, I'm not going to say not necessary because that's judgment too based on whoever is in the situation. But for me, I'm not giving no more passes. I'm all passed out. That's it. No more passes, no more freebies, no more none of that. Now I'm calling you on your BS, period. It's just that simple. And when you say they're either going to straighten up or they're going to, by default, fall off. It's simple. And start calling people on their BS because it's, like I said, we are of a certain age and nobody has time for this. Nobody has time for this. Be honest with me and let me make my decision based on you being honest with me. Don't tell me what you think I want to hear and then like, oh, well, I know she's going to forgive me later or if she was to find out, it'd be okay because I'll smooth it. No, it's not. I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm not tolerating that nonsense. Come correct my voice for me. I say when someone makes decisions for you or say, well, I know you was going to do this, or I knew if I did this. No, don't take my voice from me. I'm a grown woman. I can voice my own opinion. I can make my own final say. Tell me and let me make the decision as to what I want to do and how it is I want to do something. Because when you take my voice away from me, that annoys the hell out of me. It really annoys the hell out of me. And that can be a detriment right there to forgiving. Very much so a detriment. But in the midst of forgiving, be sure that you find the serenity in that forgiving, in that forgiveness. Be it if whatever side you are on, the giver or the givee, be sure to find the peace. That's my favorite word. That's been my favorite word tonight as far as forgiveness. It's peace. Mm-hmm. It's that stability. It's that oomph that you get. It's like, you know, and like we said earlier, that deep exhale, wow. Yeah, I can do this now. Or I'm over that. I can move on. I can move forward. Let me just step over this hump right here and just keep on going. And don't even look back. But before you forgave someone, you might have looked back to see what's going on. Is it okay? But after that forgiveness, you don't look back no more. You just keep on going. You just step over. And just keep on going about your business, and you don't even think of what the possibilities of what the other person could have said or would have said, because at that point you don't even care. And it's not that you don't care because you don't care, but you don't care because you really don't care. And why don't you care? Because you're good with yourself now. So it's like, deuces, I'm good. Move on. A message came in. It says, my forgiveness is different in occurrence. Yeah, as it should be, because it depends on what you're forgiving the person for. Now, you forgiving someone for not taking out the garbage, I would assume would be a different forgiveness than if you caught that person cheating. That's just me. That's two different types of forgiveness that you got going on, and you need to figure out how you can work that out and free yourself of what just happened. I'm just saying, that's just me. So, how does one or should one ever forgive the unforgivable? Well, I don't know. Somebody in the group, a gentleman in the group says, if it's serious enough to end, no. That's Jesus' job. Just be glad I ain't set your ass on fire. Well, damn. Well, all right. But you know what? Sometimes people take you there, not necessarily meaning that someone would actually do that, but you never know what state of mind someone is in when you do something and they have a negative impact from what you did to them. So, you know, you can't say, oh, well, I would have never done that, because you can only say you would have never done that if you've been in that same exact situation. But if you had something similar, you can't do it. Or if you never experienced it, you should have no say. You can say what you think you would have done or may have done, but until you actually experience the same thing, you don't know. A young lady asked, what is considered unforgivable? And that was going to be my next question to that. I guess The Unforgivable is based on the individuals involved and what it entailed. Now, some people, let's just say cheating, some people may say, forgive you, and we can work on this because X, Y, and Z. And people, stop making excuses for someone else's behavior. You are not the one who made the person do whatever it was. And just because you didn't do something does not give them permission to go and do something. So, and more or less, it's really women, because women have the tendency, oh, I made him do it. You ain't make him do a lick of shit. He did it because he did it. Or she did it because she did it. So stop making excuses for why someone do what it is that they do. They did it because they did it. And usually they'll end up doing it again, especially when you don't check them the first time. You see how that works? You got to start checking people when they do something that, you know, give you ill feelings or hurt your feelings. Now, I'm not saying you have to do it in a negative way, but what I am saying is if it happens, then, you know, discuss it when it happens. Like my mom would say, well, rather she would do, if you showed out in the street, that's where you got your beating, in the street. She said she's not waiting till she get home to beat you, because you didn't act out when you was home. You act out in the street. So that's where you get your spanking, right there in the street. But for me, as my cousin would say, I was a goody two-shoe, but you can call me what you want. I didn't like getting beat, so I act right. So that goes to say where they act out is where you address the issue. Now, some issues you can wait a little bit later, you know, and discuss. But for the most part, where it happens is where it happens. A message came in. It says, where you often is where you get, where you offend is where you get offended. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Exactly. If they are bold enough to do whatever it is in that space, in that moment, at that time, then I'm going to be just as bold to address you in that same moment, in that same space, and in that same time, because I don't want you to forget. Because when we get home, you may have amnesia. And yes, I said it just like that. You may have amnesia, and now all of a sudden you don't remember. Or, oh, I did that? No, I didn't do that. If I did, no, And you don't have to be disrespectful about it, you know, especially if it's someone you love and care for. You know, whisper a little something in their ear. You know you fucked up, right? You know you wasn't supposed to have done that. But just remember, I told you you wasn't supposed to do that. And y'all can discuss it when you get home or at another time. But listen, some things are unforgivable. And it's unforgivable for individuals. So what I may forgive someone for, you may not forgive them for. Or where I can go past something, you know, I'm like, okay, we can work on this. Let's discuss how something like this can never happen. You may be like, nah, there's no coming back from that, because everyone feels differently and everyone hurt differently and everyone get pieces of them stripped away when someone do something that really offends them. So just be mindful and be careful with, you know, what it is you say, what it is you do, because just the same as you can be forgiving someone, they may, you know, be lined up to forgive you just the same. So are there boundaries to your forgiveness? And the question that someone asked, it was anywhere here to what is unforgivable. Well, a young lady put, according to God, there should be no boundaries, but me being human, it's hard. Unforgivable sin is killing someone I love. Okay. Understandable. But because I am of the flesh, I think a little differently. So, and, you know, they say you're supposed to be godly and, you know, created in the image. But we all are of the earth. Things happen in real life, in real time, and we feel different. So I would say yes, there's boundaries to forgiveness. And the reason why I would say there's boundaries to forgiveness, because if I forgive you for something, you should not come back and do that same something again. So if you don't set a boundary, whereas I don't think you would want to do that again, because this time, if you do it, I'm not forgiving you. I'm not going to be like, it's okay. I'm not going to be like, okay, we can work it out. I'm not going to do it. So you have to set the boundary as to what you can tolerate for you. Now, everyone's tolerance is different. And not only is everyone's tolerance different, everyone is willing to accept certain things that others is not going to accept. So when you leave one relationship and go to another, don't think what you did over there and it was accepted, it was acceptable, that you can bring that over here and think it's okay. A message came in and says, you're supposed to forgive 70 by 70. However, just because you forgive does not mean I still have to have you around or in my life. I still forgave, but need to set boundaries. Yes. And also, when you forgive, that's the weight off of you. And that also allows you to set boundaries so that others around you know not to step up to that boundary that you have, because you learned from someone else that made you have to forgive. And like I said earlier, when forgiving someone, you don't necessarily have to tell them you forgive them. You tell yourself you forgive them and live in you forgiving them and be about your business. I'm telling you, when that weight come up off of you from the forgiving, it's like, free at last, free at last. But, yeah, the forgive, the 70 by 70, that part right there. Like I said, I am of the human flesh. And, you know, that number seems high for me. Now, not to say I couldn't strive, but I'm just saying. So, people, be mindful and, you know, don't be messing with people. Don't be messing with me, because my tolerance is a little bit different than other people's tolerance. And let's just don't do it. How about that? Do not do it. But, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know I need to drink some more water because I feel it coming on, and I'm trying to woosai and not have it come on, that cough attack. So I'm going to leave y'all with this question. When I come back, somebody is going to come online and answer this question with me, because, again, nobody answered the question in the group. Do you give yourself forgiveness grace and grant grace to others? And I need you to explain. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
I'm about about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you got, just we need to take no for.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness.
He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Giving what he needs, put him in a coma.
About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Moment. He wanna take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things he wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool, so he get finger painted. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest.
He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness.
He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Giving what he needs,
put him in a coma.
About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Yo, you say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5, like the way you work it. Should've been a surgeon, the way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint, got him speaking German. Please call a doctor, put him on the table. I think I just lost him, somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color in his skin. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Crazy for this one here.
Destined to be a legend when I put together my first rhyme. Assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech 9. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me. I go up Notch Melon for acting too bossy. I'm a big deal, wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like Popeye, I'm strong with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can feel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth.
Come on,
block with a truck full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Anti-Christ bullets shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my two cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun. And let me see you clap, come on.
Way sweet and get get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrapped in foil, in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to you. Baby, you my all and my everything. Right. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, right, the best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Man. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curves like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Y'all know I be singing, right? Wait a minute. Did he say in his song, she's like a steroid? I just need to know. I don't know. Tonight, I must be hearing everything in the songs tonight because he said she's a steroid. Somebody got almonds with nuts. Almonds is a nut. So you have nuts with nuts? Oh, they said, yes, he did. I never heard that before. Never, ever, ever. But anyway, when I left off with, do you give yourself forgiveness, grace, and grant grace to others, and explain? And of course, nobody answered this question. So I'm going to answer. Do I give myself forgiveness, grace? Well, I've gotten better to where I can almost say yes, because now I'm learning to give myself grace. So I've forgiven myself for a lot of things I may have said and or done. And I have to remind myself, give me grace. I'm human. I'm lifing right now. Anything can happen during the course of lifing, and depending on at what state of lifing I'm in when I'm life, you have to give yourself grace. Now, do I grant grace to others? Yeah, that I would say yes, I do, but I don't think I give them as much grace as I give myself. But I do understand, again, the same way I'm lifing, they can be lifing too. The same way I know sometimes my world can look like it's spiraling out of control, the same thing could be happening to them as well. So, yes, grace granted. But grace can't be granted if you did the same thing, if you are repeat felons of what it was that you need the grace for or what it is that you need the forgiveness for. You can't do the same thing or do something very similar to something that I've already forgiven you for. You can't do that. Or better yet, I suggest you don't do that. Again, change behavior will show if you understood the assignment. Because if you change the behavior, but don't change the behavior and then do something else. You got to change your behavior and be a changed person overall, not go and do a new issue that you need to be forgiven for. You need to not do issues, period. Understand? Period. Is there anyone on who would like to answer that question? Those who are listening, hit me up via text. Come on with me. If not, I will continue on. Next question. After the forgiveness, what do you expect to happen? Well, we had a young lady say, I expect them to act accordingly, and you'll only have a certain amount of time before I decide if you learned the lesson. I totally agree. Put them on a time schedule. And sometimes when you put them on a time schedule, people tend to say, you know, oh, I'm going to do this for, you know, period of time because they're going to forget about, you know, the other stuff because they forgave me. So they're going to forget about it because they forgave. Then they're going to do that nonsense again. Nah, we're not doing that. We're not. A young lady put, from the offender, I expect nothing. Again, I forgave for me and my peace. Well, there you go. She doesn't expect anything. Voila, forgave you, poof, be gone. That's it. Now you on your own. This wasn't how it was supposed to be. Oh, sorry. Auntie Patty, I was just joking, Auntie Patty, because I can't hit a note if I had a hammer to bang it. So, And another young lady put absolutely nothing from them, but I will have peace from letting it go. Oh, I got the message, y'all, that says stop singing. See, let me just explain this to y'all. People be hating when I be getting it in. Because I can really sing in some part of my life. I don't know which part that is. But I can really, really sing. I can blow, y'all. I'm telling you. But people don't want to hear about that, but whatever. You're just jealous because you can't sing. Whatever. But I got the message off. Not sing. Excuse me. So, LSO, after the forgiveness, what do you change? And not necessarily change for me. Change to be a better person so that someone else don't have to go through the nonsense that you just put me through. So it's for the growth of you. Now, if I forgive you and we're still, you know, cordial or we're still cool or we're still, you know, everything is copacetic, then the expectations is that will never, ever happen again. You will never, ever. And see, now I'm saying the word never, and knowing that never is impossible not to ever happen, you will be on your P's and Q's with doing something that you know is going to offend me from here on out. And hopefully the forgiveness makes you a better person overall. You know, be a better person. Live differently. If you know this type of behavior causes this type of attention from someone and it has a negative impact, then change the narrative of it. Change it. You stop going around thinking that, you know, it's okay or I can do this because I know they're going to forgive me. Then we'll move on. They'll forget about it. 3 months later, then you go back and do the same nonsense or something very similar. Stop. Stop. You didn't learn. You just played. You just played somebody. That's what you did. And people need to stop playing around with people's feelings. And also, you know, remember that men and women, if you have kids, what you do when it's somebody else's child, be mindful. Because I don't think if you're doing something and it has a negative impact, you want somebody to do it to your child. And your child come home to you and say, mommy, or daddy, or auntie, or cousin, or whatever, so-and-so-and-so did this. Food for thought. Okay, next question is, how do you use forgiveness as an opportunity to grow? Well, a young lady put, in my current situation, I gave the forgiveness this condition. We have to go to therapy. I'm tired of giving so much of me and getting so little back. If you want to fix it, prove it. In the past, I ignored the problems and never took actions to secure my happiness and stayed no matter what didn't or did happen, not this time. And I totally agree. Totally, totally, totally agree. Because if you want to make something work and you see past the person or you see something in them that you know is there, it's just that they don't see it, but you see it, and you want to take that opportunity to grow with them, then damn it, go for it. But don't be a fool when I say go for it. You can go for it, but make sure, again, back to setting boundaries and what it is you want. And another young lady put lesson learned. A message came in that that's the problem you expect. You let them be them, and if they truly want to change, they will. It's self-correction. And if they can't self-correct, then it's time to put that relationship or friendship down. Then they also put, oh, that's the same one. It came in twice. Then they put, you let people be who they are and give them room to show their behavior. Then you decide if it's tolerable for you. Yeah, I agree too. Because people are going to show you who they are whether you want them to show you or not. They are, by default, it's going to happen. They're going to show you good, bad, or indifferent. So they'll tell on themselves. So you don't even have to worry about it. Another young lady put, give forgiveness without expectation. Release. I agree with that too. But when I say I expect, what I am expecting is that you will no longer, what I forgave you for, you will not bring that back to my front door again. I do expect that not to happen because in my brain, I forgave for my peace, and I would hope that you're not going to come and disturb my peace again, especially with already went over. We already discussed, and I forgave you for it. Now, if you come back doing that same thing, now I have to reevaluate my forgiveness given to you and how I'm going to get my peace back, get my zen back. So at that time, I may forgive you again for my zen, but I may not tell you that I've forgiven you. You would just not exist to me anymore at that point. And I will be able to occupy the same space and same time, and you're not even there and you're standing right next to me. You would be invisible to my eyes, It's like your whole existence has been erased. And forgiveness, you should use that as a time to grow, because that means someone cared enough, even though the forgiveness was for them, they cared enough to let you know your fault. And they brought your fault to your attention. And you should know, thank you. You should be like, thank you. Thank you, one, for forgiving me. And thank you for letting me know that that's not acceptable. And it's not just not acceptable for you. It's unacceptable for my character as a person, as a human being, Sway, no more. Or I can't respond this way anymore. I have to change. And I'm changing to better myself and to grow and to elevate, not necessarily to be with you again or to have your friendship or to have your relationship or to have your association or whatever. It's just, thank you. I understood the assignment, and now I'm going to move forward, you know, with my growth. And people tend to not tell you when you're wrong and always praising you when you're right. I don't want anyone in my circle that's a yes, yes, yes person, because I know sometimes, and that's very rare, y'all, very slim to nothing, I may not be so totally correct. And if you can't call me on it and I make the correction or I acknowledge that, yeah, you're right, then you're doing me a disservice. You're doing me a great big disservice. So now I'm going to forgive you for not calling me out on my nonsense. And I know where our relationship stands, because you can't yes me all the time. And not saying when I ask for something. I'm just saying, like, yeah, like I do no wrong, even though I really don't do any wrong. But I may come border real close to that little, you know, that thin line that nobody sees. I may come real close to that little thin line right there in reference to, you know, possibly doing something wrong. And yes, I said possibly doing something wrong. So, oh, wait a minute, message came in. It says, people who can't tell you the truth about you aren't really your people. Friends tell friends the truth no matter how hard the truth is. That is so true. Now, you can soften the blow in reference to your delivery of saying what it is, you know, just to be mindful so you don't hurt anyone's feelings. But damn it, you need to know the truth, because you're going to be walking around here doing this nonsense to other people, and they're going to look at you like, are you serious? Are you freaking serious? Nobody raised you. Nobody hatched you. Nobody learned you nothing. I'm just saying. That's, you know, my opinion. Respect my opinion as I respect yours. Excuse me, I feel another coughing attack. This coughing is trying to take over me, but I'm not going to let it get it. But I know before tonight, before I go to bed, I'm going to take my cough medicine and go to La La Land. Ooh! But anyway, what does forgiveness require of you and the forgivee? A young lady put, forgiveness is for you because when you hold on to something, it stops you from growing. I forgive people for my own sanity rather they apologize, rather they apologize or not. And another young lady said, totally agree with the above. I forgive for me, not for the one that hurt me. If they benefit, all the better. I agree with both. Yes, I said that from the beginning. The forgiveness is for me to give me my peace, get that weight up off of me. I'm not carrying that. I got a big ass, and I got to carry that around with me. I don't need the weight of your nonsense on me too with carrying that. I can do without. So forgiveness required of me when I let it go, completely let it go. Don't hold on to a piece of it so I can throw it back up, you know, when it's necessary. If I forgave you for it, then I'm going to let it go. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to forget because I'm no dummy now. Because, you know, sometimes you got to keep that mental Rolodex going so to make sure that you're not in that same situation again. But I'm letting it go, and I'm going to get my peace. I'm going to have my deep sigh, and I'm going to be good. And what does it require of the forgiving? Hopefully they change. Yeah, hopefully they change for the betterment of self. If it don't, that's on them. I did my due diligence for me, so, and I only have to be accountable for me and what I do. So at that point, they're on their own. The forgivee is on their own with what they do with what I brought to their attention of how they made me feel and how they made me feel. I'm sure possibility that they may have made others feel the same. So, what are signs of forgiveness? Nobody answered that. Okay, LSO, what are signs of forgiveness? Signs of forgiveness is changed behavior, them stepping out the box and doing things to make sure that you're happy. The other person respects your opinion, or before they make a decision, they consult with you first and saying they need to consult with you, but they want your input in certain situations. So those are signs that they understood the assignment. They understood that, yes, I forgave them, and yes, we can move on from this, and yes, we're going to use what happened as a learning experience of what not to do again and how to move going forward. And those are signs for me that shows that the forgiveness was understood. Okay, kumbaya, and they're going to do better. And the doing better is not just for me if we're still together. The doing better is for you, for the person, so they can operate better in the world of society. And y'all like that, right? The whole world of society. So, you know, do better with yourself. do better. If someone calls you on something and they tell you, this made me feel blah, blah, bleep, 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 then do better for yourself and be sure not to continue that same pattern. Do something different and change it. Yeah. How can one identify sincerity in forgiving and being forgiven? Well, you can see the sincerity in it is when they're open and they accept what it is that you're saying, and they don't look at what it is that you're saying to them as being bad, or you're bashing them, or you're coming on them harshly, or you're making them not feel good, or what have you. And you can identify the sincerity in being forgiven, because they may say, thank you. I needed that. I needed to know that what I did was wrong, and I accept what I did was wrong, and thank you for being the friend to let me know I was wrong and how I'm corrected, or thank you for being my man or my woman or my husband or my wife. Thank you for accepting me as I am with my flaws, knowing that at times things can go crazy. I might have been having a bad day or whatever, but thank you. And, you know, a simple thank you can go a long way if you mean it from the heart. And if you show that you mean it and you're sincere about meaning it. And that goes both ways. Say it and show it, or when they say it and show it, you'll reevaluate the level of where you are, where both of you are at that time. And it may elevate both of you at the same time, because now you're like, wow, you know, no one has never said this to me. You could have been doing this for damn near all your life or close to all of your life, and no one never called you on it to where they say, oh, this hurt me. And you can come back and say, oh, well, I've been doing this all my life and no one ever. Okay, well, you've been doing it all your life. Just because you've been doing it all your life don't make it right. Or it could make it right for you, but it don't make it right that how it impacted me. So now you're like, oh, wow, I've been doing this all my life, and it's not right? Yeah, that can happen. So elevate yourself from it, grow from it, learn from it, because it's a great experience if you do that. Because not only are you doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the people around you. And then when people see that you've changed, that your change can probably be a ricochet and cause others to change as well. And one of my sayings again that I say, the PI, which is the piece of something, that means we want you to complete, mean prevent incompletion. And the PE, where you have your peace, you protect everything. And you deserve your peace. You deserve your serenity. You deserve your comfort. You deserve all of that. So don't allow someone to come and disrupt that space for you or that place for you. And if by chance they do, you have the right to forgive. You have the right to forgive and forget. You have the right to forgive but don't forget. Or you have the right just to not address it, because it all depends on how it impacts you. But to get the full peace of everything, forgive. You can be laying in your bed and you're like, you know what? I forgive so-and-so-and-so. And you may not remember all of what they may have done. Just say, I forgive them for everything. Oh, except for when they did, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, if you're going to forgive, just go all out and just forgive and be done with it and exhale. So, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we are coming to the end. But don't go, because y'all know I give good wisdom at the end. But, you know, we had a lot of birthdays. I missed about a month or two or whatever. But we're only going to go the past couple. So all of those, fire, they know that here on Lawless Radio, we truly appreciate each and every one of you. And I hope you've had a happy birthday. And if you're anything like me, you're still celebrating. So for the past this week, and last week, we're going to say happy birthday. We're going to say happy birthday to Ty Bless, Roletta, Zay, Shakia, Kenya, Chelsea, Siobhan, Takia, Narabia, Trish, Janine, Relente, Jay Mac is in that motherfucking building of JJNR718. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I got excited because, you know, his birthday is the same day as my bookversary. So, you know, but, oh, yo, let me tell y'all. He got this new line out about God. You can get whatever you want on it, but there's some new box thingy something that he created. You can get whatever you want in your little boxes, but check out, go on Instagram and check out JJNR718. Tell him LSO sent you. Now, I don't know if you're going to get a discount, but you can just tell him. You can just tell him I sent you. But you never know. He may be feeling good. It's called the God Series. Thank you. It's called the God Series. So go and check it out. And also, Virtuous Eatery is doing some things, too. We got some big things coming up. I'm speaking it into existence. Big things coming up. Kelly, happy birthday to you. Robert Scott, Ron Dula, Michonne, Denise S., Angie, Eddie, and Crystal. Happy birthday. Your birthday either was yesterday, today, or coming up, or was last week. Happy each and every one of you. Condolences to all of those who may have lost someone or someone who is in the process of that transitioning period with a family member. We keep you hugged up and prayed up. Also, again, thank you to our essential workers and our frontliners and our military. I can't say this enough. Thank you to our military because we walking around here like we free, like, you know, we supposed to be walking around here, but not knowing those that are in the military, they are protecting us so we can walk around like we free. But they're the ones on it. So keep all of them and their families in your prayers and them hugs and all that good stuff. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. If you would like to be on a panel where we can sit and have a conversation. Now, this is something that we do in person. So we probably can go to a restaurant or we can go somewhere where we can sit and have like a round table conversation. And it's just flowing conversation is the best thing ever. I got a message. JJNRVE is a veteran-owned business. Exactly. So y'all want to support them. I would tell y'all to put orders in for Thanksgiving, but that may be a kind of bit too late. That's too much going on because you can't do that. Y'all should have had that earlier. But you never know because, you know, that's when food is really, really good. So maybe you can order something afterwards. We'll see how that goes. But I'm just saying. Also, the newest item, but I have something else coming out. So I'm looking for an artist. If anyone knows an artist, I'm looking for one. My book, Looking Into the Mirror, Introduced Self, Mean. First birthday was October 20th. My book turned a year. Just that fast, a year went by. But coming up this Saturday, my very first book. This is the book that put me on the map, made me a published author, an official author. Taste and Treats will be 10 years old. And this book is still having impact on people's lives. Some say, oh, it's sex and it's this and it's that. But all those who say that, that's just where your mind is. Yes, it's a sexual content book. But that book has saved marriages, has saved relationships, has built communication with people in their relationships, in their friendships. It taught you how to communicate to each other. So however you want to look at it, your perspective, I'm telling you, the intent of the book and the feedback that I've gotten back from the book. But my baby. That's my baby. She's going to turn 10 on Saturday, so I will be celebrating. So if you want to be a part of that celebration, just let me know. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or your anniversary or something that you're celebrating. Just let LSO know so you can get a shout-out for your special day just as well. Thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, and encouragement. You rock. Remember to tell a friend and have them listen in as well. Or if you know a good topic that you want to discuss and or if you want to be a part of the topic, be a guest on the show, be a co-host, or just come on for a moment. If you have to stay and be going poof, do that. Hit me up. Let me know. I'm free for everything. We talk about all things, but some things I do stay away from because it's controversial, and I also have a job, and we don't want to mix those boundaries. So some things I will stay away from, but I will allow others to voice their opinion freely because, like I said, it's no judgment. But just know certain things I personally cannot discuss. Remember, LSO will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into Lawless Radio or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you're in a group, feel free to make comments on the post. Some of them actually respond back to you, so feel free to do that. And let you all support for one another. As they call it, Black Friday is coming up. Support an entrepreneur. Support a small business. Support somebody on the up and the come up. And actually, I'm going to change the wording. Let's not support. Let's patronize. Because these are people that you believe in their product. You believe in what it is they're giving to the world. So let's patronize someone. If someone do is not for you and you know someone who can benefit from it, so patronize the entrepreneur. Or what if you don't have what it is you want? You never know. As an entrepreneur, you can do whatever you want with your business. Why? Because it's yours. So you may not have something and you want something and you talk to them, they were like, here, you can have this. And with someone doing that kind gesture to you, it's almost guaranteed that you're going to come back and you're going to come back with someone else so that, you know, the next time you will be making a purchase. So all that to say that you can order LSO merchandise at Treats, the letter N, things, LSO.com, and you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. Autographed copy of any of my books, you have to come to my website, and from there, you have to order from there, and that's where you can get an autographed copy. But Taste and Treats and Erotic Playground is also on Amazon, Lulu.com, and Barnes & Noble. But Sultry, Intoxicating, and Naughty, which is the short story, and Looking into the Mirror, Introducing Self, Meet Me, you only can get those on my website. So hit me up. And every day or every other day, I have a goal, a challenge, where I have to sell something in my product line. So hit me up if you would like to help fulfill that goal for me. In closure for this evening, always a pleasure spending my Monday evenings vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. Thank you to everyone who may have texted me, inboxed me, responded in the group. I greatly appreciate you having a conversation with me in the group in reference to the questions that I asked and we have conversation about. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo topics, education, and more in conversation, I hope you enjoyed the past 5 years thus far and will continue on my LSO journey in radio. There's always something to be enlightened and strengthened in each and every show as we get into each other's business. It's not just me and yours, it's you and mine too. I hope you enjoy tonight on Forgiveness, the trade-off your peace. Pieces of advice. Forgiveness is for self. Forgive to get your peace. Put you first always. You are worthy. Manifest what you desire. Short change yourself. A lot of people put others before them. Sometimes you have to. The other times, put you first. And it's perfectly okay to remove people off of your journey, especially the ones that interrupt your peace, mental health, and vision. This is your journey, your passion, and not everyone is privy to it and have access to you and should have access to you. Walk in giving yourself grace as you deserve it. It is perfectly okay. Live each day where you enjoy every moment of it. I thank you for hanging out with me for the past 2 hours. You are invited to continue on this journey with me. Don't forget that you are truly needed, you are sincerely loved, and you're positively going to make it. It's okay. Don't let today carry in tomorrow with a negative impact. Change that narrative. If God's will, I will talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful and safe. Hashtag my LSO journey, yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone.